Charlotte Aviation Director Jerry Orr has been open in the past about how nice it would be to have a dedicated board of directors, not just a part-time city council, to oversee airport operations. But now that it's clear some state lawmakers are serious about creating a regional airport authority to take control of Charlotte Douglas, Orr is suddenly mum.
I'm a city employee and I'm obligated to do what my employers want me to do.
Which is right now to not talk about whether or not you'd like an authority.
Right.
Tempers have flared at City Hall, where Mayor Anthony Fox this week portrayed the situation as a backroom power grab.
There appears to be a serious conversation about removing city control over Charlotte Douglas International Airport. That's wrong.
But Senator Bob Rucho thinks it's just what the airport needs.
What we're trying to see is that the very best people are put in charge of what is a very critical economic asset of the region and the state.
Rucho says he'll introduce a bill soon to make a regional authority for the Charlotte Airport. Matthews Representative Bill Brawley is also supportive of the idea. Practically speaking, the airport operates as a standalone financial entity, and the city council has been inclined to rubber stamp most everything Jerry Orr has recommended for 25 years. But Orr is 71 years old now and on the verge of retiring. Senator Rucho thinks creating an airport authority would make Charlotte more attractive to someone worthy of filling Orr's shoes.
You need to be sure that you have a group of concerned citizens that would be out there that represent the entire region. That is the regional airport. It's not just Charlotte. Everyone has to have some ownership in it to make it as great as it can possibly be.
Rucho says the Raleigh-Durham Airport Authority is a good model. Those two cities and the counties of Durham and Wake each appoint two people to an 8-member board that controls the airport's destiny. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.